Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck. We're here again today with Bethany Bassanese. Bethany was our guest yesterday, and she's sharing with us not only her personal journey of just faith and family and the rest, but she, at the end of the program yesterday, talked to us a little bit about being a part of a missional community that she and other young adults in the Ann Arbor area. And I asked Bethany to come on the program because it's a wonderful, simple model of intentionally responding to the call to mission and deeper life in the faith and being able to reach out to people in a way that's very easy kind of on-ramps, easy way to connect with people, build friendships, but to really help draw people into the faith. Many people out there have no idea what Catholic faith is really all about, but they have no way of finding out, or maybe they know a little bit and they've been distant from it for a long time. They don't know how to get back in. And so just being able to, through relationships, through friendship, and the rest, to bring people into a living, vital community, a little spiritual family of men and women who are living on mission together. So welcome back, Bethany.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, nice to have you here. Now, just to back up a little bit, you mentioned yesterday Joey McCoy, who's a young guy who works with Renewal Ministries and started working and experimenting with this missional community model. First invited you to go to an Alpha. What was that like for you, Alpha Course?
Yeah, the Alpha Course was really special. It was a really beautiful experience for anyone that doesn't know. I think it's 10 weeks, 12 weeks, some long course of time where people get together and there's a dinner, which is beautiful. Just to share a meal with people and really get to know them, I think is special, especially in someone's home. So for the Baracks to open up their home for that, I think while they're, you know, they have a growing family and jobs and all that, for them to open up their home for us to have Alpha was really beautiful and special. So we would have this dinner, and then we would watch this talk, and then we would have a discussion. And it was very much so facilitated by Joey, I'd say, not led. You know, he was just there to kind of facilitate the conversation. And so there was real raw conversation about kind of what is the meaning of life through a Christian lens. So looking at people who are seeking the truth, like, what is true? Is it this Jesus? Who is he? Who's God? You know, why are we here? What is our purpose? So a lot of really good, deep, raw conversations came out of those videos, but also a lot of great friendships. So I met one of my friends now who's a really close friend. I'm actually the godmother to her son now.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
But some really good, lasting, beautiful friendships came out of that. But what I think is really neat about Alpha is the idea of invitation. So first I was invited, and then I was invited back to help and be a helper and kind of welcome people. And then people are asked, but also they want to invite people to come back to try Alpha, people who don't know the Lord, because it's such a welcoming, friendly environment where you're getting to know people on a real level, you know, friends eating a meal together, watching a video and having a raw, honest conversation. So I think that's a way that's, you know, maybe less intimidating than saying, hey, come to RCIA, you know, and learn everything about the church there possibly is, you know. So it's kind of a nice bridge for that. So I loved being a part of that, and the opportunity that I had to help out as well was really special and beautiful time in my life.
So did you have a wide range of people who came in terms of their experience with the church, or either they had no connection with it or had a past connection with it, and people from different backgrounds, no religious background? Did that happen in the context of what you were doing?
Yeah, it did. I think maybe not as much as, at least for the, I was only there for two times. So the first time, the second time. So like, you know, I didn't have a whole breadth of seeing the whole program. But in the time I was there, there were people who were either not connected with their faith or had never been connected with a faith who, you know, through the context of that program came a little closer or came to know the Lord and follow him. So I think that was really beautiful just to see that growth with such a simple program as that. You know, 10 weeks isn't a very long time.
Yeah.
And then actually I went again. I think it might have been the last Alpha that was there at the Barracks house, and I had invited my friend. She was from China, and she was just here for a year. But she was really seeking and wanting to know, like, what is the Lord? And I met her with a friend of mine who was from Spain, introduced me to her and said, I'm leaving and going back to Spain. You need to befriend her because she needs to know the Lord. And I was like, okay. And I was like, well, I don't really know how to introduce her to the Lord when she's going back to China in a couple months. And so I invited her to Alpha, and she befriended a number of different friends of mine. She befriended Joey. And I, you know, I lost contact with her a little bit now that she's back in China. But I know that she was really on a real journey to knowing the Lord.
Reading the Bible. I got to know her too. Yeah. She's a neurosurgeon.
Yeah.
And
you know her.
I gave her a Chinese Bible.
Oh, yeah.
And
she was
reading it. And I hadn't seen her for a while. And we got back together. And I said, what are you learning? Tell me.
Yeah.
And we were at Domino's restaurant, the EBA room at Domino's, and sitting at a table by ourselves. And she tries to begin to explain what's happening. She started crying. And I said, what's the matter? And she just said, Jesus. She said, I'm loving Jesus. She said like
that's
that.
Beautiful.
No, it was really, really special. And I mean, she already had she was a neurosurgeon already.
Yeah.
And now she's getting a neurology degree or something. She's really, really bright. She was in the Chinese military. She's just like, you know, an officer. But to see her, you know, and she was just reading the Gospels and the Gospels were coming alive for her. And she was just completely fascinated by the person of Jesus and his love and his teaching. And I just sat and listened to her and I was just so happy.
Yeah,
we had a meal with her at our house just before she left, and I took her to the airport.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's great.
So it's interesting that we had this little connection that we weren't sure about.
But
here's case in point. The heart of what we're talking about is the church's fundamental call to mission. And we've heard for 50 years, you haven't heard for 50 years, but I've heard for 50 years.
Well,
you know,
a lot of years.
You're not old enough to do it. From all the recent popes have reminded us and what the scripture teaches, what it means to be Catholic. To be Catholic means to be missionary. That in baptism, you're baptized into mission. What's the mission? It's extending the love of God in the person of Jesus to other people who don't know him. And so people say, well, we're supposed to do this. But most people say, I don't know how to do it. I wouldn't know what to do. And people feel like the initiative is on them totally by themselves. They have to go do something.
Yes.
And your own experience of just a friend inviting you to something, taking you deeper in the faith, and then you inviting other people and befriending them and just letting the Lord do it by just, you know what I mean? Instead of serious instruction and all that can come later for a person. But the initial, it's all about relationship and accompanying people and all that. So it sounds like the Lord was training you in that. And then out of the Alpha, then Joey McCoy, who was leading the Alpha, then started experimenting with these missional communities. Tell us how you got involved there and what it's been like and what it's about.
Yeah, the first time I heard of the missional community, it was kind of funny. I'd gone to ID916,
which is a young adult outreach that we sponsor in the area here. Yeah,
it's really great program. I think there's a lot of different chapters all over and everything. But I went to that and I saw Joey talking to two of my friends, Aaron and Cameron, and it was kind of like this hush-hush conversation that they were really excited about. And I was like, oh, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And I asked my friends, and they were like, oh, it's something Joey's starting. It's really exciting. And I was like, I want to know what this is. But, the curiosity, I didn't end up getting to talk to Joey. But then it was a few days or weeks, you know, the time now, I don't exactly remember. But Joey had reached out to me and be like, hey, I want to talk to you about something. So at this point, my curiosity was piqued. I was like, what is this thing that, you know, is all exciting that Joey's reaching out to people about? I felt so honored that he reached out to me. And then he started to explain this idea. We met in a coffee shop and he started to explain this idea like, you know, okay, it's this missional community and it's this up in and out and, you know, all these different things. And to be honest, the initial description of it, I was like, yeah, that sounds cool. But the description of it versus what it actually ended up being was like so different, which is great, you know, because describing something on paper is always very different than what you experience in real life.
Sure, sure.
And at the time, you know, as I mentioned at the end of our last conversation, I was in the process of discerning religious life too. So as I was curious, I was like, well, I might not be here for this, but sure, I'll be involved in conversations and think of other people at St. Thomas who might want to be involved in this. So that was kind of the start of my involvement.
Yeah. And so you mentioned the up in and the out. What does that mean?
Yeah. So the concept is this, and again, it's kind of interesting to have lived it now versus just listening to it. But it's the idea of this first shape that I learned. I learned a lot of shapes, but the first shape is, it's basically a triangle. And, you know, if you say the top is up, the right side is in, and the left side is out, it's this idea that community on mission, you know, we call ourselves the missional community, has these three components and will grow flat without any one of them, right? So the breadth and the whole of the triangle, which is the missional community, relies on all three. So relies on up, which is knowing the Lord, seeking him, supporting each other and growing and knowing who is Jesus, what is he saying to me and what am I doing about it? That's another shape, but that's something that we really talk a lot about, knowing, along the continuum of time, what is God saying to me and what am I doing about it? And how am I serving him? How am I loving him? And doing that together, so that might be like going to Mass together, making it a point to sit with each other when we do go to Mass, all that type of stuff. Praise and worship, prayer groups, praying for each other, praying with each other, prayer intentions, that kind of thing. So that's the up. Mm-hmm. So that's the top of the triangle. And then the right side is the in, which is the community, which I think, praise God, has been so easy for us. It's just a great group of people. I mean, we share a meal, I think, every time we get together. It's like we might not even plan to have a meal, but people bring food. And It's like, there's something just about the human experience that eating and talking and sharing with each other is just, there's something that's not like that anywhere else, and caring for each other. I mean, the in part, I'm getting ahead of myself with describing the shape here, but just to give you a sample of this, we had a meeting the other day that was just an in night. I mean, it was purely in. Of course, we're praying for each other.
Meaning that those of you who are members of the missional community just have a night alone together.
Exactly.
Okay.
Just to grow in community and fellowship and friendship with each other. So, we're sharing this meal. We're having this fun time. And one of the guys who lives at the house wasn't there when we started. And he came in and apparently he walked through the front room and nobody noticed. So when he came back in, like, everyone was so excited to see him that then they started singing happy birthday. It was his birthday earlier that month. And then he left again. He was bringing a neighbor a vacuum or something random like that. So then he comes back in and everyone sings happy birthday again. So then anytime he came back into the room, we're singing happy birthday to him. But, like, it was just the silliest thing, but, like, the joy in it was real. And I think that's, a group of friends who celebrate, know, and love each other is really kind of the in, that it's become. And then the out part, I think, is really what makes this different than any sort of young adult group I've been a part of before, because there's this focus on not just talking about mission, but also making a lifestyle change to support that. And what Joey talked about when we were first getting started is it's not enough to just say, who in my life might God be inviting me to ask into the church? That's not enough. That's a step, right? I mean, that to me was what I had heard from priests, from lectures, from talks. And I was always kind of filled with anxiety, like, well, I don't know. What do I do? Invite him to Alpha? Invite him to go to church with me? It's kind of intimidating. So anyway, so that's the out.
So how do you guys, in brief, the out? So you just invite?
Yeah. So the idea is to put yourself intentionally in situations where you meet people who don't know the Lord. So working at a coffee shop, whatever that might be, and then inviting them in to be a part of that wonderful community that we know and love. So really simple things we do together.
Yeah, so many just human relationships. Everybody's in a kind of friend group or in life or family, and you invite people into the relationships that you're living. And the unique thing about what you're doing is a kind of missional family together. You're living this rhythm of Jesus's life up to the Father in together in the community that Jesus is building and then reaching those who don't know him.
Exactly.
And so you're not doing it by yourself, but you're just living a life and you're inviting people to come and join us. Could you stick around for one more program with us?
Yeah.
That'd be possible?
So.
Yeah, we could talk a little bit more about this. So friends, hope you can tune in again tomorrow. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.